Does it really matter? This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Does it really matter? We talk about the new president, and we say, new broom sweeps clean, that he's sort of like a miracle man, the Messiah, who's come out of no place, and come at the right time to meet the needs. But are we going to be like the Jews? Are we going to say, hey, what good can come out of Jerusalem? You know, what good can come out of Nazareth? Are we going to be like the Jews and say, no way, he's shaking up the boat. We can't have that. We're going to kill him. We're going to stop him. We're going to keep him from bringing harmony and balance in our economy, in the world finances and finances here. We're going to keep him from doing these things. And you say, Herb, that sounds like kind of tough talk. Yes, it is. And basically, it's tough talk because if you, who are so wise and so intelligent, and you know the rules of the game, and the rules of the game are accentuate
the positive,
the negative, accentuate the negative, accentuate the negative.
The positive.
Oh, the positive. Pardon me. Accentuate the positive. I wouldn't know. Because I listen oftentimes, and I hear you saying, oh, I'm sick, got a cold, got a problem, we need more money. Everybody in the world's having problems. The war is here and that's there. Now, every one of those statements is accentuating the negative. Every one of those statements is not being responsible for your world. Not being responsible for who you are. Now, if you go to the Messiah and you say, hey, we got problems here, we got problems there, what can we do? And he'll say, oh, what do you want from me? I see everything perfect and good. I'm working harmoniously with everyone. I'm having all things work out in perfect order. What do you want me to do? Well, I want you to stop the greenhouse effect. I want you to stop the economy going downhill. I want you to stop the, hey, you want me to make it go downhill faster, huh? Well, no, what are you talking about? Well, let's talk about the positive. Are you willing to say our economy is sound, our economy is balanced, our nation is one of the great nations of the world, balanced, harmonious, everything is in divine right order in our nation. Everything is in divine right order in our nation. Everything is in divine right order in our stock market. Everything is in divine right order wherever you choose to have it be in divine right order. And as a generic or general term, you can say everything is in divine right order all over, everywhere. All is in divine right order. Well, now, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Now, are you willing to do that? And the answer is no. You're going to take this beautiful president that we've just elected, and after we inaugurate him on January 11th or wherever, then we're going to say, now, let's see if you can do it. Let's see if you can do it, with a sneer in our voice, in our attitude. And what a terrible thing to throw upon a man's shoulders. If we say to him, don't ask what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. That was one of Mr. Kennedy's famous remarks. Let us ask what we can do to benefit our president as he carries out the work of being president. Now, In this year, I have spoken on behalf of Mr. Bush, and I said, let's back him up. Let's support him. Let's say he is a great president. He is a president of peace. Through him and through some miracle of his administration in the next couple of months, he is going to demonstrate to the world that the world is a world of peace and harmony and love, and that the stock market is balanced, and that our new president doesn't have anything to do. Everything is going to be in perfect divine right order. All the new president is going to do is orchestrate it as it continues to grow and grow and grow. And that's quite lovely. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to be a pain in the neck by saying your problems, problems, problems? Or are you going to be an asset saying all is done? They came up to Jesus and they said, Jesus, you're going to be the king of the Jews. And he said, oh, no, no, no. And they still didn't believe him. And who was it who cut off the centurion soldier's ear? Yeah. And his right-hand man should have known that that's not what Jesus was going to do. He shouldn't have even had a sword in his possession. But apparently he had it under his cloak or whatever. But you see, for Jesus to have his right-hand man go around with a sword under his cloak and do something like that, and Jesus said, no way. Now, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and this marvelous lady who is able to be one with the great peoples of all time and speak the word of what they have to say, what did she allow happening to her? She allowed the fear of people not letting them do what they want to do. They had beautiful estates. They had beautiful homes in Malibu. They had everything. And so they go to Colorado and they build a fortress underground and they have munitions and they have guns and they have, I don't know what all they have, but they're setting up an army. And what are they trying to fight against? Little Claire Prophet should know all is thought. This is what she teaches. All is whatever our thought is. And for her to allow that to happen, well, that's just like Jesus. When Pete came out with the sword, where the hell did you get that? What are you going to do with that? What's on your mind? He didn't ask the question because he didn't realize he had it until later because he didn't see it. It wasn't in his consciousness. And they tried to make him the king of the Jews, but they couldn't. Because that's not his purpose. His purpose was to be the peacemaker. Now, that's what Obama is. His purpose is to be the peacemaker. His purpose is to bring peace on earth. His purpose is to bring right action, harmony, and the balance of the budgets and everything for this nation and all the nations of the world. Now, why for all the nations of the world? Because we are and will be what?
A role model.
The role model. We are the example for the rest of the world of how a balanced budget can be done and how you don't have to go through this nonsense. And they say, well, it's the United States who did these things. Well, every country did them. Every country did. It was something, universal haywire going on. That had to be straightened out. Well, now people have seen that that's not a cool way to do it, and they decide not to do that anymore. How wonderful not to do it anymore. Now, are you going to blame them for having done it, or are you going to bless them for having seen the light and putting a new program in motion? What are you going to do? Ingeborg, what are you going to do? Are you going to bless them for having put a new cause in motion?
Yes.
Yes. And isn't that wonderful and powerful?
Yes.
And very necessary, too. Very necessary.
All is good.
All is good. And we want to keep recognizing that and keep knowing that and keep putting that cause in motion. So let's get behind Obama, and recognize that he's doing for us what we want done. He is seeing our country, one country. He didn't say we're separate states. He said we're the one United States. He didn't say we're separate parties. He said we're one party. We are the government of the people, not the governments of the people, the Republicans and the Democrats and stuff like that fighting with each other. What a silly, silly thing to do. To have parties in the first place is the silliest thing in the world. And if you want to have an election and elect somebody, the thing is, that's just fine. Then have a couple of candidates, just like you do in the local elections, you know. And the local elections are not so party-oriented. They're people-oriented as to what needs to be done. But again, that's another story. Our government is doing beautifully. We are coming along beautifully. And we're very happy with what's going on. And we see it all in divine order right now. And that's how we can be the greatest blessing to our government, to ourselves, and to the world in which we live. Have a good evening, and let that blessing begin right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.